San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener is leading a coalition for legislators and advocates in proposing additional state funding for public transportation. Their proposal will be released near the end of the month. Chris Arvin is a member of San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency's Citizens Advisory Council. He said without additional funds, cutbacks at BART and the Muni public transit system in San Francisco could have a negative impact on the 700,000 passengers who use the transit options every day.
And so now, due to the pandemic, we have a dire financial situation where in the next couple of years, our transit agencies are going to be running out of the federal funds they've been using to make it through the pandemic, and we'll have to resort to fare hikes and service cuts. And I think we're here because we know that service cuts and fare hikes are not the answer. They're not going to solve our problems. They're going to make things worse. It's going to look like people struggling to get to jobs or school. It's going to be people waiting longer for a bus at night in the dark. It is going to be bus lines and transit stations that people rely on shutting down.
Ian Griffith is co-founder and policy director at Seamless Bay Area. It's a nonprofit project whose mission is to transform the region's fragmented and inconvenient public transit into a world-class, unified, equitable, and widely used system. He warned about the potential cuts currently under discussion.
But very realistic service cuts, if we don't find that funding, include cutting BART service to 30 or 60 minute frequencies from the current 15 or, you know, that, right, reducing or eliminating weekend service on BART or other agencies, cutting lines, local bus lines, regional lines, important connections. These are all on the table and will happen if we do not address this crisis.
He also said it could exacerbate the housing challenges in terms of access to affordable housing and make climate goals for reducing emissions even more out of reach than they already are. San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston is one of the local leaders leading the charge to boost public transit funding. He said public transit is way more than just a means of transportation.
Inequitable city and inequitable region. Public transit is the backbone of our economic recovery for small businesses. And public transportation is a crucial part of how we fight climate change. And if we're serious about these goals that the city, the region, and the state set, we damn well better be investing in public transportation.
San Francisco Supervisor Hillary Ronan is a member of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. She said San Francisco subsidizes its public transportation more than most cities do.
But we simply don't have enough local dollars to protect the entire system. That's where we ask the state to step in.
Transit advocates face an uphill battle. Governor Newsom and legislators face a projected multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. Despite this, Senator Wiener and his supporters believe that public transportation should be a top priority and hope that the federal government will also take up the issue. For KPFA in San Francisco, I'm Jill Martel.